Good evening. Good to be here at the convention again. Wonderful to be around so many of you who have known me for so long. And some of you may not know me that well. Some of you may have been a while, but most of you have known me and my parents for many, many years. And as Pastor Tucker had mentioned, we are going to be going to the Cameroons. Now, this was a fairly quick development for us, meaning I say we probably got the call from Pastor Dan around mid-August, so this has been about a month since we got the call. And at this point, we don't know the exact time frame. We're working on getting our visas, but it could be just a matter of a few months. Again, that's still somewhat, we're working on that, so it all depends on how fast the visas come in and that, but and there are many avenues of ministry that may be open to us in the Cameroon, so right now at this time we're just preparing to go and to see how the Lord leads with that. Now, I wanted to give a little background, perhaps my testimony, if you will. Many of you know that I grew up on the mission field. I went to the mission field first when I was 6 years old. So my parents, they took the five of us, there's five of us kids, the youngest being only 9 months when we first went. And until 1999, I only returned to the States briefly for two furloughs. So I've spent most of my growing up years until I was 19 years old on the mission field and in Africa specifically. And, you know, people have asked me before, what's it like growing up in Africa? What's it like growing up on the mission field? And for me personally, I would say it was normal. Because when you're 6 years old and you go over to Africa, that is normal. Whatever life you have experienced or whatever you do experience, it's absolutely perfectly normal. So I would say it's like growing up. What was growing up to you? And the most important thing is obviously, you know, I had a very strong family, a very loving mother, very loving father who wanted to fulfill the will of God. And right from when I was young, their testimony and through the way they lived their lives and what they said to us, you know, I don't know if it was every night, but it was pretty close. My parents would pray with me, you know, to hit the mark. That was what they said, you know, all the time. And so, you know, and now here, you know, I'm going to be taking my children to the mission field. Emily is 6, Andrew is 8. So, Emily might be the same age was when I will and when I went over. And, you know, initially, one of our children was very excited and when we said something to them and the other was not. But, you know, now I'd say they're both excited, they say, to go. And the one who wasn't so excited, because that one was going to be missing, we have two pet bunnies. And they were worried about, you know, what was going to happen to their two little pet bunnies. Of course, you know, that's what kids are. Now that, you know, we've talked to them and they're feeling more comfortable. And, of course, it's an adventure. It's an adventure for all of us, you know, as the Lord calls. And, you know, with regard to our circumstances and, you know, growing up on the mission field and how that goes, you know, Proverbs 15:17 says, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith." You know, it's better to have very little, but have love and have peace than it is to have an absolute abundance and whatever, you know, you may have, and then to have a household where there's strife. You know, better it is to be serving the Lord and in His will and doing whatever it is He calls you to do than to try and give that up to try and have something more in the natural here. And, you know, of course, you know, I would not say that I felt deprived in any measure growing up in the mission field. I feel extremely blessed because of the example my parents set. You know, and, you know, did we have everything? No. But, you know, we experienced the joy and the peace, and that's what matters. You know, I mean, certainly, of course, you loved when there were the times you got care packages, you know, that would have some, like, brownie mix or taco seasoning. Any of you missionaries know what I'm talking about. Maybe ranch dressing, you know. Those things you can't get there. And especially 30 years ago when I was young and the first there, 25 years ago, you know, those things were even more rare. But, you know, so, of course, you had that joy. But, you know, you really only know that joy because you know the lack. If you don't have the lack, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, peanut butter, brownies, that's great, happy with that. But, you know, you don't experience the same joy unless you experience the lack. And, you know, so there's so many positives that you can gain even from going through perhaps what could be called a negative. And, you know, I say all this to say, you know, really the most important thing is fulfilling the will of the Lord for your life. And we can be happy and content in any situation if we are in God. And, you know, that's what my parents taught me, and I pray by the grace of God that I can model that for my kids as well, that Kim and I would do that. Now, of course, in 1999, I came back to the States. We went here to Bible school, and it's here that I met my lovely wife. And, you know, and I knew God was preparing me at that time. I knew I had a call for the mission field. So did Kim. And, you know, there were very personal things the Lord spake, also prophecies of leadership. And, you know, I'm very blessed to have a wife who's willing to answer the call of God and to go on the mission field to Africa. I mean, for that kind of thing, I think it's much harder on the woman. Because, you know, she has to care for the home. She has to take care of the children, take care of their schooling and that. So, you know, if you can especially remember us in your prayers, but especially as well my wife, as she's got to take care of these many things, you know. And even, you know, and I will say a few more things, but specifically on the preparation of God. You know, sometimes God prepares us when you don't know. You know, just by doing what He has called you to do and trying to be faithful in that, God is preparing us. And of course, my wife, for the last few years, she's been teaching the kids at home. It's through a public charter school and that, but so she's getting used. She's had this. This is how she's been doing it since the kids had started school. You know, so it's just a preparation, just how the Lord's been working in us. You know, and I know the Lord had given us words, and in fact, when we got married, on our wedding day, Pastor Bailey actually hadn't been feeling well, so I remember he was sitting in that back corner. He'd just returned from a trip, but he'd come to our wedding there, and we were talking to him, and he gave us a word, and he said that the Lord was going to send us forth as arrows to the nations, right? That was 14 years ago. And as you know, may imagine, I'm sure many of you have experienced this, you know, as a young man, you come out of Bible school and you're all ready to tackle the world. You're full of zeal, you're full of fire, and you want to go out and get it, right? I mean, but that wasn't the Lord's plan for us, you know? He sent us to Erie. We had a very lovely pastor, Pastor Dan, who we all heard from this morning, you know, and the Lord was working on me. He knew I needed more work. He knew the time wasn't right, and He was preparing me. You know, through the secular things, through the natural things, you know, sometimes God does launch a person out right away, and they're ready, but the Lord wasn't ready with that for me. And, you know, He was working on me. He still is working on me, and we're confident that He is going to work on us, because He who began a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, you know, that time that we spent in Erie, it wasn't wasted. You know, God works on us. And if we're productive in the kingdom, even in the natural things, what we can do. But God uses every little thing. You know, I was thinking of the life of Joseph. And Joseph, of course, he had these dreams when he was 17 years old. He had this calling of God. He knew he was going to, you know, be someone who his brothers would bow to, his father and mother were going to bow to. And obviously, it was something real to him because he went and told his brothers, which we know didn't work out all that well. But you know, he had this calling of God, and then it looked like it was all going downhill. He went to Potiphar's house, and he was faithful there. You know, Potiphar set him up as the overseer of his house, and he administrated that house. And then, because he was faithful, he got promoted to the dungeon. It doesn't usually sound like a promotion, but that's how it was for Joseph, you know. He got promoted to the dungeon, and there, I mean, the remarkable thing is, here's the keeper of the prison setting him over the other prisoners. And so even through that, he's learning to administrate and to rule, so that when the time came through for him to ascend to the throne, he had learned what he needed to learn. And he was ready to rule the nations, or to rule that nation of Egypt, you know, because of the preparation he'd gone through. And, you know, thinking on this, you know, I think if God has a call in our life, you know, we don't want to think that anything we do is mundane. Anything that we do is unimportant, because God uses absolutely everything. You know, He used even Joseph being a servant, as it were, a prisoner, and just being kind of assisting and working over the other prisoners. God used that to prepare Joseph for the throne. And so, you know, there's nothing that God can't use. And the most important thing is, you know, just to seek by His grace to be faithful. That we can be faithful in whatever He has. And so, you know, maybe a time may come when you're thinking, you know, I know the Lord has a call on my life, but it hasn't happened yet. Well, we don't know when that time's going to be. You know, God has His perfect time. It may be we think it's already time, but God says, you know, when His time comes, that's when it's the perfect time. And so, you know, by God's grace, my family and I will be going to the Cameroons. And we will covet your prayers and that we would accomplish, you know, whatever it is the will Lord has for us there, whatever his will is, that by grace we could give our utmost for his highest. Amen.